Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Tyson and Georgia with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, SEC Water has terminated the employment of senior executive Stuart Cassie over alleged conflicts of interest following his attainment of a special advisor role with Crestbridge Solutions in December. The sacking comes following a months-long internal investigation by SEC Water, which was also flagged with the state's corruption watchdog. Cassie's lawyers have disputed the termination, saying that approval for his work with the consultancy firm was confirmed with Chief Executive Neil Brennan and General Counsel Will Harpam at SEC Water.
Suncorp Stadium is set for a facelift, with plans revealed by a right to information legislation to replace 30,000 seats, which sits at roughly 57% of the stadium's total capacity. These plans come after two decades of consistent use and only a month before the stadium is due to host eight matches of the Women's FIFA World Cup. The timing and cost of the upgrade is yet to be announced. However, a spokesman for Sports Minister Stirling Hinchcliffe has said that options exist that may see the old seating being reused by other community clubs throughout Brisbane.
In national news, the New South Wales Environmental Protection Authority have ordered the operators of Newcrest Cadia Gold Mine to immediately take action to reduce its air pollution following tests that showed the mine was producing 11 times the legal limit of pollution containing heavy metals. If operators are non-compliant with the order, serious consequences may apply, which could include suspension of their mining license. The order came after complaints from nearby residents said dust from the mine had been found on and even inside their residency.
Sydney MP set to introduce legislation to allow 16-year-olds to change their sex without conversion therapy and surgery. Sydney MP Alex Greenwich aims to modernise New South Wales laws surrounding the rights of LGBTQI+ people. Greenwich claims, should this bill pass, it will just make life easier for a trans person. Parts of this legislation are set to be represented on bills which have recently been passed in Queensland and the ACT. These legal changes follow a significant Australian Human Rights Commission report from October 2021, proposing legislative changes to protect intersex people.
In international news, India's Prime Minister Modi and US President Joe Biden are set to hold discussions at the White House following Modi's arrival in the US. Discussions are set to revolve around deepening defence and technological cooperation between the two countries. It is expected that Biden will also raise concerns over India's democratic backsliding, as well as the continued purchases of Russian oil, which a State Department official has cited as being acceptable for Washington, so long as purchases stay below a price cap agreed upon by developed nations.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 13 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.